Hello, Michael McKenzie here. Welcome to the second part of cooking a meal in what's called a tactile kitchen. That is a kitchen set up for people with low or no vision.
Okay, I have the oil can.
Okay.
Do you want to do the oil or shall I?
This one belongs to Maribel Steele. Yeah, well, the blade just missed my fingers, so. Maribel developed retinitis pigmentosa as a teenager.
You have to allow more time, as you can see, and you have to be very organised.
And now she has no sight in one eye and can only see light and shade in the other.
So here's my oil can, olive oil.
Can I feel it?
Yes, so you've got its own little spout.
Maribel's written a book called Blindness for Beginners. And in this kitchen, I'm certainly one of them.
So you just got to basically pour it in.
But I don't know how much.
Exactly.
I'm wearing a pair of cardboard glasses that replicate what it's like to have glaucoma. And I'm struggling, much to Maribel and her partner Harry's amusement.
So you're just going to tip it up and just take potluck.
Oh, is that all that you do?
And you'll sort of just drizzle it in.
Maribel and I are making spaghetti bolognese. And so far, I've chosen the knife by feeling for it in the drawer, but then I was struggling to cut an onion until Harry, who's the only sighted person in the room, has pointed out the knife blade is inside a plastic guard. Oops. All right.
Would you like to put those bits you've done in the...
Are you helping, Harry? Because you shouldn't be helping.
I'm not helping.
Stop helping.
It's cheating.
Yeah. And you're doing what people do who have got full sight. So back off.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So we've added the oil to the fry pan, mostly by guessing. Then it's time for the meat.
So how will we know when the meat's cooked, Michael?
Oh, well... If our vision is so limited we can't see it browned off, then we have to rely on smell, don't we?
And, yes, but also feel.
Feel?
So, for instance, not with my fingers, but through my spoon. So I can tell when that meat is cooked, it'll start to dry out. It'll have a texture about it with my spoon that's sort of crumbly. So mince, when you're cooking mince, dries out.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for. I'm waiting for that crumbly texture.
I can feel every other sense straining to understand and process the world around me, which is clearly what happens when you lose your sight over a short period of time. That smells pretty much on that turn of brown for me.
But this is how we adapt. So you're noticing, yeah, I can smell it now. It smells brown.
Can I put on the glasses that replicate your loss of sight now?
I don't know where they are.
No, of course not. But I'll find them. When I put on those glasses that imitate retinitis pigmentosa, my vision becomes suddenly a tiny hole just over my iris.
Oh, wow.
It's like for you?
No, mine's very...
But sadly, that's still more than Maribel can see. So in tribute to her, I decide to block my eyes completely for the rest of the cooking. I can feel this anxiety rising in me, and I'm not naturally an anxious person, I don't think, and yet this loss of sight is actually freaking me out a bit now.
Now, you know
is that
what
usual?
I would suggest?
What's that?
Well, you're still trying to see.
I am.
I would go with just feel what you're doing.
All right.
And you might relax more.
Okay.
Because actually this really doesn't need sight.
You're right.
Yes, less anxiety.
Okay.
Because you'll feel it. I'm going to get more oil.
Do you remember feeling anxious? I mean, I know you had real troubles as a young woman accepting what was happening to you, and because people didn't diagnose it properly either. But when you really found your vision going, how long did it take you to be at peace with that?
About 20 years, a long time. Which is one reason why I've written the book, because I really don't want other people to take as long as I did. And when you've got some degree of vision, you still think you're seeing. So you don't want to announce it to the world. If you can get away with doing things and, oops, you might accidentally bump into a door every now and then, but you don't want to announce it to the world.
You can explain that away somehow.
You can, you can. So it can take a long time to really come to terms with it. And when I did, the moment of acceptance was just incredible.
Do you remember where you were?
I was in a bank and I went inside and I wanted to run an errand, and for some reason I couldn't see. And this has been, you know, 20 years I've had my eye condition, but I just went, oh, I really can't see. My eyes are taking a long time to adjust. And I panicked. That was the moment of panic.
Right.
I'm going to look really stupid because I'm not holding a cane and people are going to wonder, what is this woman doing? So then I decided, right, I'm not going in the bank. I'll go to the post office. And I tried to go in there, and again, I couldn't see. And it hit me. It was like, Maribel, you've just got to stop bluffing. You've got to seek support and just accept this is what you've got. And from that moment when I reached out for support, which actually was with Guide Dogs Victoria,
mm-hmm.
and I went for my first guide dog and I started to train, and I came out almost like coming out to the world and say, yes, okay, well, I am vision impaired and I do have a guide dog. It just transformed my life, because all that judgment that I had feared was actually my own, and I realized that people actually admired me. And I don't have a problem being an inspiration to people,
mm-hmm.
because if that helps people feel good about something, then that's great. There's only so many hours in the day.
Okay, I just noticed how quickly you chopped the zucchini while I blundered through with the capsicum.
Well, anyway, that's all right.
Okay, just one more little bit to come.
Yeah.
This is Life Inside a Tactile Kitchen with writer, blogger and public speaker Maribel Steele. Maribel's raised four children and kept cooking whilst being almost totally blind, except for a little light sensitivity. How do you deal with pity?
I let it go because it's ignorance. So when people give you pity, some people say, oh, you poor thing, you know, you can't see. That's actually just their own ignorance, that they don't understand what they're saying and what the situation is. So I just let it go. I'm not someone who takes umbrage to it.
Mm.
I might try and educate them in some way and say, well, look, I've had four children. I'm an aromatherapist. I write a book. I've done this. I've done that. And they go, oh, maybe you're not such a poor thing. But I certainly don't get upset with people.
We're near the end of the cook, and Maribel recommends trying to do your meals as much as possible in one pot and leave about an hour to get it all done, including the tidy up. We still haven't boiled the water yet for the pasta, or added the sauce, or the herbs, or the condiments. So Maribel sends me to the pantry.
Now, there is a light in here, but I don't know if that's going to...
I will try it. Put it on. Because right, do you rely on it?
No, not at all.
Oh, well, there's no point then. No, put it on.
Okay. So now, to go in a little,
yep.
and to your right, about chest height, are the cans, tins.
Ooh, I can feel rubber bands around some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope that means they're not dog food.
No, they're not dog food.
Oh, good.
It's on a different shelf.
Oh, good.
So, describe what you're feeling.
I picked up a tin,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like the length and shape of a tin tomato tin, if it was going to be tin tomato. But then it could be any other tin vegetable. In fact, anything.
Lentils.
Could be anything, actually.
It could
actually.
Be beetroot.
But you've got knobs on these...
That's right.
...on these rubber bands. Mm. Can you hear that, everyone? Look, that's the little rubber knobs sticking out of the bands. And is it the number of knobs that tell you what's in it?
So what we have here are some tactile markers, and they're like a rubber band, but they've got lumps on them.
Yeah.
So some have circles.
Oh.
Some have squares.
Yeah.
See that?
And this one's got points. This has got points, like triangles.
Aha, that's what we want.
Is it?
Yes.
So what are the circles?
So the circle is chickpeas, because they're round.
And what are the squares?
Lentils.
Because they're also round.
Because if I put round ones, then it's
yeah,
not
what's
work,
the point? And so the pointy bit says tomato.
Yes, yeah, so why I've done them is because they're diced tomatoes, so they're like little pieces.
Oh, that's clever.
So there you go. So now you know that is actually a tin of tomatoes.
And are these range of tactile bands available through certain vision organisations?
Yes, right. Yes, okay. Yes. You get a packet of, I think it's about 10 for about $20.
Okay.
Yeah. You can use on shampoo bottles, on all sorts of things around the house.
Right.
So it helps you know what you've got. Now go to the back and you'll find that there's a glass jar where you were.
There's heaps of glass jars.
No. These things, where have you gone, Michael?
Oh, you're here. Oh, okay.
These are tins of tuna.
Oh, yeah. No,
so they are now acting as a wall.
Oh, okay. Right? Yes. Do I go further in?
Yeah, to your there.
That way?
No.
Oh, you want me to go this way, towards the tomatoes?
There.
Oh, there. Right. Oh, that's pretty hard to find. It's your pantry. Give me a break. Okay, what's in this?
That's the bolognese sauce. Mm. Now, have you had a little feel past your board? You know how you're worried about the spices?
Yeah.
What can you feel here on the white tray?
If I go past my board?
Yes. Here.
I can't see where.
So follow my hand there.
Oh, can I just take off a bit to smell?
Yep.
Parsley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one?
Parsley. I can't, hang on. Oh, no, here's a different leaf.
Unmistakable.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What is it?
That's basil.
Yes. Okay. Now, what are these?
Maracas. This is salt and pepper, of course.
Right, so condiments. How are we going to know which is which?
Ah, hang on. That's pepper.
Show me which one you're saying is pepper.
This one. No, this one.
Yes, you're right. That's salt.
Yes, that's
this
right.
Pepper.
Go for it.
That should do it. Try that. Just give it a mix for me if you wouldn't
mind.
Sure,
I will.
I then run my hands through these bunches of fresh basil and parsley, which kind of feels nice. You don't do that when you're sighted. Then I chop and add a bunch of those herbs to the pot, along with the tin of tomatoes and the sauce from the pantry. There's an immediate change in the aroma from the stove. And then comes the vexed issue of boiling the water for the pasta.
So there are three trivets. One is a round trivet and two are like a barbecue plate. Harry actually made these for me because I had an accident on this stove.
What happened?
And the trivets, they had like a curve in them for cooking with a wok.
Right.
And so a pot actually boiled off it and burnt me.
So as the pot vibrates with the boiling water, it vibrated off the trivet.
Yes.
Right.
And so that was quite a nasty little thing.
Were you okay?
No, I ended up in hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So what we've done, Harry with his engineering mind made these, you know, they're just with little legs on them. So you just pick them up and clean. But now I've got a flat surface. So it keeps all the heat in this flat surface. There's no way this is going to fall off. And I'm about to turn on the gas, so keep your fingers away.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm stepping back now. It's on. I can hear it.
It's on. That is now set to cook. And shall we work out the time?
Sure. Let's work out the time. How do you do that?
It is 5:00 p.m.
Okay.
Right.
That's great.
Yes. Here you go. I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
It's called a little talking clock.
Yeah. Okay. So what do I do?
Well, I just press the button. So...
keep checking every time?
Yeah, so I've now... Oh, now you've set the time.
To what?
Oh, no! What have you done?
Alarm on.
Oh, we've got the alarm on.
In less than a minute, I've buggered your timer.
Do come again.
Yeah. Okay, here's mine. Now, before we actually raise a toast to you guiding me through my first cooking vision impaired... For those people who are about to set up a kitchen, maybe for the first time, with either low or no sight, just some quick tips to get them going.
Definitely, if you have some vision, bring in extra lighting. So I have spotlights on my kitchen bench. Bring in colour contrast, so get chopping boards that contrast to your bench. So a dark bench, you might get a light chopping board. Get different... boxes and things that you put in the pantry, so your baskets have a good array of different shaped containers. So a lot of the cooking will be done by feel. So you just work out a system, and then also that system you'll teach to your family. So when they know that, you know, if they're replacing the pasta, it always goes in the pasta jar, and the fridge needs to be kept the same. But it is very much about just set up a system, be organized, get some gadgets that help you, and work on the recipes that are safe to make, but still tasty. And just little by little, you can then set more challenges.
And I say cheers to you both.
Cheers.
Salut. And let's hope that bolognese, particularly the stuff I did, is remotely edible. Let's hope.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.